Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Third week, Knowledge of Jesus Christ, Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. Third week, day 3. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and man. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. Our good master stooped to enclose himself in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, a captive but loving slave, and to make himself subject to her for 30 years. The human mind is bewildered when it reflects seriously upon the conduct of incarnate wisdom. He did not choose to give himself in a direct manner to the human race, though he could easily have done so. He chose to come through the Virgin Mary. Thus, he did not come into the world independently of others in the flower of his manhood, but he came as a frail little child, dependent on the care and attention of his mother. Consumed with the desire to give glory to God, his Father, and save the human race, he saw no better or shorter way to do so than by submitting completely to Mary. He did this not just for the first 8, 10, or 15 years of his life, like other children, but for 30 years. He gave more glory to God, his Father, during all those years of submission and dependence than he would have given by spending them working miracles, preaching far and wide, and converting all mankind. Otherwise, he would have done these things. What immeasurable glory, then, do we give to God when, following the example of Jesus, we submit to Mary? With such a convincing and well-known example before us, can we be so foolish as to believe there is a better and shorter way of giving God glory than by submitting ourselves to Mary as Jesus did? Third week, closing prayer. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen.